HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City, intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sotherman, Scott Kidd Mascoody, and Louis Guzman. Executive producer, Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. How to Make It in America. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Nighttime in New York. At a party in a dimly lit apartment, Ben prepares to leave.
Beer.
I gotta be up in like 4 hours. Big meeting in the morning.
Party pooper.
What are you talking about? I'm just a hardworking American trying to get mine.
Forget working hard. Quit your job. Start a band with me. We'll sell a million ringtones and get paid.
That's tempting. That's very tempting. What do we call it?
Hey, Jill. Ben and I are gonna start a band together. What should we be called?
The fucking Awesomes.
Oh, so in. Let me know when we have rehearsal, all right?
Okay.
Why? I'm serious, yo. It happened. You up?
Yeah, we got that pattern maker, 8:30 a.m., right? Tomorrow.
8:30, I got it, I'm good.
So, squeezing us in, so don't be late, okay?
Amber, will you please make sure to set an extra alarm for me tomorrow morning? I got a problem with the snooze button.
You think you're coming home with me? We met 2 hours ago.
Come on, Amber, you know we got crazy chemistry.
Your friend's been telling me bad jokes all night and calls it chemistry.
Yeah, but his jokes grow on you after time. 8:30.
The next morning, Cam and his pretty date are woken by an alarm clock.
No more snooze button, sleepy.
No, fuck, wait, gotta go.
Cam dives out of bed. On a busy New York street, Ben waits outside the entrance to Top Choice Tailors.
Yo, you get my text? I'm so sorry, man. Come on, let's go. What happened? Our meeting got pushed.
No.
Oh, no, you didn't. You had me on cam time this morning.
Yep.
I could have showered at least. I'm not smelling so fresh right now.
Yeah, we really appreciate you squeezing us in on such short notice.
At my age, long notice isn't such a great idea. I don't even buy green bananas. So how'd you find me?
Oh, I read about you in Women's Wear Daily.
Ah, did they say nice things about me?
I said you cut for the best.
I cut for them all.
Wow, a lot of people making jeans, huh?
It's big business. Everybody wants their piece.
Well, my man here isn't like everybody else. He's a visionary.
How wonderful.
Yeah, see, we want an 18-inch leg opening, but with the narrow chain stitch hem right here. And we want to keep the 1970s essence, but apply it to a modern pair of jeans.
What you think, Zeb?
Not a problem.
Do you like the concept?
Sure.
Yeah?
So, how much is all this going to cost?
Bring me your denim and $1,500 by tomorrow morning. I'll put you ahead of a big job I got coming in.
Whoa, $1,500?
Pattern and sample.
For one pair of jeans?
It's your blueprint. Every pair of jeans your factory makes is based on this sample.
Okay, but so $1,500 it is.
Glad one of you listens.
Rachel's colleague arrives at work with a pink ribbon supporting an ice pack tied around her white top.
This is not a fashion statement. I fucked up my back in yoga this morning.
That's a clever contraption, though.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
It makes my tits look like a present.
Yes.
Where are we on Essex Street?
I talked to Miguel this morning, and he says the wall unit looks awesome.
And the bolsters?
Oh, shit.
You forgot my custom bolsters. Here I thought you were perfect.
I'll get them on the way to my lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah, I told you about that yesterday.
No.
Yes, my college roommate's in town for like 72 hours. She's doing the Peace Corps in Africa. I never get to see her.
What am I gonna do for lunch? I don't wanna eat alone.
You can join us.
No, you guys will just talk about all the crazy fun times you had giving college boys humding and make me regret dropping out of Hunter.
I think you've given enough humding in your day to join us for lunch.
Not Ivy League. I'm insecure.
Yo, here we go, man. There he is. The most handsome bodega don on the Lower East Side.
Good morning, René.
¿Cómo estamos? So, how many cases today?
To be honest with you, none.
Did I just hear him say none as in zero none?
Listen, mira, I tried to help you, but the rest amounts to just sit on shelf. Nobody buy it.
Yeah, well, maybe if you put it somewhere where people will see it. Can you see it from there?
No.
I can't see it from there.
A young boy takes a drink from the middle shelf from a chiller, then places his money on the counter.
What you got there, little man?
Red Bull.
Why you buy that drink?
Because Red Bull has wings.
You ever see this Rasta monster?
Never even heard of that.
That's new. Here you go. Try one. On the house.
That's good.
That's Rasta Monster. Papa. Hey, yo, little man, tell your friends all about that, okay? You got it.
Nothing wrong with Rasta Monster. You just gotta get the word out.
You owe me $1.25 for the kids' drink. Take it easy. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
A colorful array of Nike trainers adorn a shop window display.
Don't get me wrong, man. These are good, but I'm gonna have to pass.
What? Mike, do you realize the gems I just brought you here?
I got more inventory than I can move right now, guys. And truthfully speaking, I don't know if you know this yet, but everybody's rocking these.
What the fuck, Mike?
All right. Cool. Thanks, man. I got $220 in the bank I could put in. What you got?
I have $1,600 in my name.
$16?
And I need $1,550 of it for rent next week.
Rent, man, come on, fuck rent. It takes months before they can even kick you out. We need this money today.
Fuck rent? I'm sorry, I'm not getting evicted. I'm not gonna stay on your grandma's couch with you, all right?
Oh, any chance we could ask your pops for a contribution?
Any chance we could ask your mom's?
Yeah, please, man, she doesn't even say hello when I call. She says, I got no money for you, and hangs up.
Well, I haven't asked my dad for a dollar since I moved out. I really don't want to start now. Oh, great, it's David Kaplan.
Perfect timing. Capo's good for 1500, easy.
No, we're not gonna take any more money from him until we pay him back, man.
Yo, what? Yo, Capo, just the man I wanted to talk to. Yo,
hey, Dave. Hey.
Vito Mussolini, what's up, my man?
What's up? All good, man. What's up with you?
Yo, Avenue, you ready to make good on your promise or what, boy chick?
Well, tonight is goth night at Avenue, so I don't think it's the vibe you're looking for, but we'll do it next week, okay?
No, Ben, it's not okay. The truth is, I'm in a really bad place right now, and I could really use a friend to talk to, but apparently I'm only cool to hang out with when you're $3,000 short, but whatever, I'll just go home and take a handful of Xannies and make it another early night.
Jesus, Dave.
I'm fucking with you, Ben. Jesus.
Do it another time.
Okay.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, bro.
Wait, you guys say I love you, bro, but you can't ask him for $1,500?
He's not an ATM, Cam.
Fine. Forget it.
I'll ask my pops for it, okay?
Okay, yeah. And tell your pops, I think he raised a very good son, and I always wish I had a father like him. And as soon as we get our first order, we'll pay him back in full plus interest.
Who could say no to that pitch, huh?
You the man, Ben. I'll see you at 7.
See you at 7, man.
Rachel meets a friend in a cafe.
Which is why I love you, but...
You look amazing!
No, oh my God, you do. You look amazing. I'm so... God, how long has it been?
Katie's wedding, I think.
That's right. Wait, what? Tell me everything.
So, when I was in Swaziland doing Peace Corps, we found out that truckers are the highest transmitters of HIV on the continent.
That's a frightening statistic.
Yeah, so one day, myself and another volunteer just started going to truck stops and handing out condoms. And the concept caught on, and we got a little grant, and now I am running a mobile truck stop condom distribution service.
What?
I know, bizarre, right?
But that's amazing.
Yeah, and you know the crazy part is? It's actually working. I mean, you have no idea what it feels like to hold a small African child in your arms and know that because of you, their mother won't get AIDS. Wow. But please, enough about me. How are you? How's work?
Work is good. Work's good.
And what are these awesome pillows?
Oh, these are...
I love the print.
Yeah, I mean, no, they're not saving anyone's life, so...
Cam returns home. He walks down the hallway into his small bedroom, where he peels off his green jumper. Stacked in piles before him are skateboard decks. He hurriedly picks up a pile of the decks and places them onto his bed. Ben arrives at his parents' home.
Ben! Oh, honey! What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hey, Mom. We're having our teachers' union meeting today. You remember my colleagues, Yolanda?
Hi.
Doris? Hernan?
Ooh, Gladys, he looks just like a young Stan.
Thanks, Yolanda. I'll take that as a compliment.
So what are you doing with yourself these days, Ben?
Doris, that is a very good question.
Did you eat? I have California rolls.
Mom, I do feed myself.
In the kitchen.
How are these?
Ooh, why?
I don't know, it's a little weird. So where's Deb?
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just gotta ask him a question.
Oh, your father is at Book Culture taking advantage of their browsing policy. Was this about Rachel?
What? No.
Oh. Well, how's she doing? You know, I miss her. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I'm out. I love you, Mom.
Okay. You see your father. Remind him we're having dinner with the Cones at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And God forbid he should carry his cell phone and turn it on.
Thank you.
If it isn't the Tri-State Area Beverage King.
What's going on?
Nice to see you, Renee. Come in. How you doing, buddy?
What's up with the hugs, man?
Hey, it's good to see you. So? What was so urgent you had to come in today, huh?
We got a problem.
What kind of problem?
The marketing for Rasta Monster.
What's the problem with the marketing?
There is no marketing, okay? Nobody's buying it because nobody knows what the hell it is. Guys, what happened to our deal?
You got the posters, right?
Forget the posters, man. We gotta do this big. Billboards, radio, even TV. Fellas, come on, man. We gotta get the word out now.
Unfortunately, Renee, at this point, we can't afford any more marketing. All our money's tied up.
Yeah, and that Ricky Martin diet rum, right? You guys are fucked up.
No, buddy. We've got a $250,000 invested in the rest of the U.S. territory ourselves. So you know nobody wants to see Rasta Monster succeed more than we do. Renee, if you want to put the money in to market your territory yourself, be our guest.
So basically, you're asking me to go into my own pocket to make you guys rich.
Well, we're not going to stop you.
Renee fixes the men with a cold stare, then leaves their office. In a skate park, young lads are performing stunts. Wheeling a supermarket trolley laden with decks, Cam calls out to the skaters.
Yo, yo, the legend is back! Wilfredo Gomez returns to glory, baby! Okay! Yo, limited edition decks! $40 today, $50 tomorrow! Get them while they hot!
Yo, man, $40. Wilfredo's crazy ass? Dude, you bugging out.
Yo, you bugging out, son. Yo, Wilfredo Gomez is the king of New York skating.
Yeah.
My man is international. Check this out. You know what this is?
Come on, man, that's just straight Photoshop.
YouTube it, taken yesterday.
Dude, yesterday, Alfredo chased me 3 blocks trying to get a bite of my pizza. That fool ain't in China.
You saw Alfredo?
Outside Supreme. But he's probably in the loony bin by now. Listen, nobody's buying these decks for $40. Now all your boys wilding out on Lafayette.
Yo, Alfredo's just a misunderstood genius. All of y'all together to understand that, so peace out.
Your boy, he's a lunatic. Take your corny ass decks down to Supperville, man.
All right, man, you corny.
Yeah, all right, peace, dude.
Corny.
Yeah, peace, man.
In a library.
Ah, Dad, there's gotta be a better place to hide from Mom and her friends.
Man, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for you.
Well, you found me. Finally getting a chance to read Al Gore's book.
Huh? Boy, we really fucked ourselves with this environment.
No, that's all propaganda.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, actually.
No, because it's been a while since you came looking for me.
Well, I wanted to run something by you. I've been thinking about my future.
Oh, your head must be hurting.
I've worn jeans every day of my life for the past 15 years. I work with them. I know what sells. I think I can be good at this. Dad, A lot of people have made a lot of money making jeans.
A lot of money is great. But at this point, I'd be happy seeing you just have health insurance. So what exactly is the plan?
The plan is I make the jeans, I sell the jeans.
You make it sound simple.
Dad, I can do this.
Ben, I love you. You got so much talent, I believe you could accomplish anything you put your mind to. But quite frankly, I'm worried about you. All right, that's my two cents. Now, what else can I help you with this afternoon?
Thanks a lot, Park.
Pleasure.
Yo, man, for your son and your grandson.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Rene waits outside the Centro Cultural building.
Thank you so much for getting me into the man. I really appreciate it. It's okay, Mama.
Inside the building, Rene stands before a group of men sat around tables smoking and drinking beer.
I want to thank you guys for taking the time to see me today. I know in the past we've had our differences, right? I know in my younger, wild days I might have caused some problems for your businesses. For that, I'm truly sorry. Look, like most of you, I grew up without a father. I didn't have nobody teach me right from wrong. You know, they always told us that America was the land of opportunity. You know, but around my way, it seemed that the only opportunity there was to either get shot or arrested, right? And oye, there's a new thing happening now. A black man had been elected president. There's a Puerto Rican chick in the Supreme Court. And I, like them, I want to make a huge change for our people. It's called Rasta Monster. No. This is for real. Mira, oye, momento, right? I'm here asking for your grassroots support on this. I need Rasta Monster in your barbershops, in your livery cabs, in your strip joints. But most of all, I need that middle shelf in your bodegas.
Just to be clear, what's in it for us?
How does 3% of the net sound?
5% sounds better.
Papa, come on, work with me here.
4.5.
4.25.
Good.
Rasta Monster. Tastes like fruit punch, pero spicy.
Cam waits across the street from a posh boys' school. As the pupils spill out of the entrance, Cam, with a deck in his hand, calls out to the boys.
Yo, yo, take home a legend. Yo, limited edition Wilfredo Gomez Pro model. $40 a pop. Get them while they last. Yo. Yo, you with the red hat? Come on, man, I see you with the headphones. I'm gonna be right here.
Who the hell is Wilfredo Gomez?
You don't know about Wilfredo? You must not skate.
I skate and I never heard of him.
Wilfredo's a legend. He's like the illest skater in New York City.
How come I've never seen him in Thrasher?
He was in there.
Does he have a shoe sponsor?
Nah, he's not a sellout.
Does he have a lawyer? My dad is Tony Hawk. What's your affiliation with the Wilfredo Gomez brand? Are these supposed to be prostitutes? Have been going to the X Games?
Wilfredo Gomez is a crazy person, okay? He could have been the best skater in New York, but he lost his mind. And you know why he's not at the X Games? It's because he's running around the Lower East Side, shaking kids down for their pizza money. And you know what? If he rolled up on the Favillon right now, you'd be running home screaming to your mommies and your nannies.
Edie, I'm back here. The desk bed looks amazing, you little rock star. And these two gorgeous carpenters told me they have crushes on you. What do you think?
I quit. My freshman year roommate is single-handedly stopping the spread of AIDS in Africa. And I'm like picking up pillows.
Rachel, I'm only gonna say this once, so listen up.
Okay.
First and foremost, I love you very much. You are an incredibly talented designer, and if you don't quit and move to Africa, you're going to be a huge success.
Thank you.
Secondly, any ambitious do-gooder with airfare can feel like they're making a difference in Africa. It's Africa. Parts of it are, unfortunately, very fucked up.
Edie.
Okay, obviously they're doing very important work, but think about this. Who can make a difference in the lives of the people of New York City? Every day, We help hardworking Americans squeeze the most out of their tiny apartments. We keep siblings from killing each other with room dividers. We give a divorced single dad a shot at joint custody by transforming his walk-in closet into a second bedroom. So don't tell me that we don't make a difference. We are saving this city 300 square feet at a time.
Are we heroes?
We're design superheroes.
Oh, can I have my dad back?
Yeah. I mean, I still want you to go to Africa and help out.
Yeah.
Just do it on your Christmas break.
In a car park.
Yo, yo, Bert Nanny.
Renee, yeah. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about what you guys said about me paying for my own marketing.
And?
I'm going to do that. The only thing is, I'm taking over the rights to North America.
The North American territory is not for sale.
Everything's for sale.
Renee, come on, man.
Look, I'm going to buy you guys out for what you put in, all right? $250,000 cash, and you're lucky. You're lucky, all right? You're going to be breaking even on this.
What is this, a hostile takeover?
It can be. A hostile, that's up to you, bro. All right, listen. I have your cash 1 week, okay? 1 week.
Later, guys.
Adios.
Ben joins Cam at a pavement cafe.
What up?
Hey.
So, talk to your pops? Get the money?
I talked to my pops, and I did not get the money.
What happened? He dissed us?
No, I didn't ask him. I was about to, and then I realized, you know what? We don't even have a business plan.
You serious right now?
Yeah, I'm fucking serious, Cam. I mean, we need to think this one through start to finish before we start asking people for money.
Then we'll come up with a plan. Don't even worry about it.
Well, worrying is sort of my thing, so cha-ching. $1,500 for the sample.
Oh, shit. Let me hold that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ladies. What? It's hot out here tonight, right?
Give me that.
Wait, so I don't understand. How'd you get it?
This is my rent money. Step one of the plan, we make a great sample. And then, I don't fucking know, man. We're just gonna figure out step two after step one. I don't know.
A homeless CEO, though? That's not a good look for our company.
Well, I'm not on the street yet, Cam.
Pay your rent, motherfucker!
What?
I got our sample covered.
No.
I sold the Wilfredo decks to these Park Avenue kids.
No, they liked them that much?
Yo,
are you kidding me?
Once they heard Wilfredo went crazy, they loved him. They thought he was like the Dave Chappelle of skateboarders.
I can't believe you went uptown, man.
Yo, you know I'll do anything for the company.
That's dedication. Oh. You serious?
Yo, Ben, I know my shit sometimes can be sort of a mess, but I think this is gonna work for us. My grandmother said a special prayer for us. She told me that Crisp NYC is gonna change our lives.
For the better?
Yeah.
In a trolley, Ben and Cam wheel a roll of denim into the tailor's office.
Yeah. All right. Cash up front for Mr. Levy.
This happens to be a beautiful denim you have. Very rare.
I told you my boy was a visionary.
We'll make you a nice sample. You'll be very happy.
Hey, Guy, take a picture of us real quick. Mm-hmm. Seth, get in this. Come on. This is history in the making, baby.
This land is your land.
The end.
Was made for you and me.